how long has it been since you came up with your own views about Vulcan?
I guess I started this work when we published a book called Astrometrics back in 1994. And at that time, I really wasn't at all concerned about the comet bombardment phenomenology. The gentleman that was helping me at that time was feeling that the body that we were looking for, that we did call Vulcan, would be in a circular orbit, and he rejected the highly elliptical orbits. After that time, I became more and more concerned that that Vulcan was really of a stellar origin type. And therefore, the body should be in a highly elliptical orbit. We re-looked at the data, and that's when we came up with the nominally 5,000-year orbit. Before, we were working with about a 700-year orbit. And so I guess it was in the very late 1980s to 1994 that we really took our fledgling step in this arena.
Has this object created catastrophes on planet Earth?
It hasn't passed anywhere near planet Earth or even the inner solar system. It doesn't even come within about 130 astronomical units of the sun, so it's even far away from Pluto. But it's the comets that form in these resonant orbits that cause the catastrophes. It's not the body itself. It's just this interaction with Kuiper Belt objects that cause the problem.
I see. Okay. Now, with these calamities, I assume some of them have occurred since the beginning of time. Have they been misconstrued, let's say, in the Bible for, truly spiritual events as opposed to really solar system universal events?
Let me take the first part of your question before I deal with the second part. The first part about them happening from the beginning of time, it's kind of yes and no, but it's an off-or-on process. Basically, the Kuiper Belt objects are drawn into these resonant orbits. They fracture as they go around the sun every 3,000 years or so until they really a swarm builds up. Eventually, they collide with planets, or they're scattered out of the solar system by interaction with Jupiter. And the whole thing will kind of disappear, like maybe in 2 to 10 million years. And you may go on another 100 million years before another object is drawn in, and then the process will repeat, and then they'll stay around for maybe 2 to 10 million years again until they're dissipated one way or another. The comets do not exist in stable orbits. You can't have these cometary orbits coming into the solar system and lasting for a long period of time indefinitely. Things just happen to them that take them out of the solar system, either by direct collision or scattering. That being said, we think one entered our solar system approximately 2.1 million years ago, and changed our weather conditions from the Pliocene to the Pleistocene, in other words, to the Ice Age. They started initiating ice ages, and so they've been whacking us ever since, periodically. Sometimes it's a big whack, and sometimes it's a small whack. There's actually several of these orbits. There's four and maybe five of these orbits that can exist due to the nature of the geometry of the problem. These comets these impact events have been seen and recorded in the Bible. The most notable one, of course, is Noah's flood, and that was postulated by Newton's assistant Winston and Halley of Halley Comet fame to be due to a comet collision. The Sodom and Gomorrah episode, that was another collision, maybe not of a comet, but of the fragments surrounding a comet that's duly recorded in the Bible. There was the catastrophe in roughly 540 A.D., 536, 540 A.D. We suspect that was an event where a comet perhaps detonated in the atmosphere over northern Europe and took out 70 or 80% of the Chinese. It impacts Earth, not by so much by falling on you or even by the tsunami. it impacts the weather, and crops can't grow, and people are highly addicted to eating, and they starve to death. And that's the real problem with these collisions. Of course, because they change the weather, we see this. We see data in the tree rings. And tree rings turns out to be a very good way to date these events. And Dr. Mike Bailey, I believe he's in England. I'm not quite sure. I don't quite recall right now. But has done a fine job of categorizing these events back about 5,000 years.
Let me ask you if they can predict dates when other calamities then might occur because of all this. Can they?
Well, we certainly have tried to do that. And of course, being of a physics background, and my cohorts are somewhat of a physics background as well, we do it kind of the old-fashioned way by just calculating numbers and taking past events and adding the appropriate numbers on, coming up with new dates. The problem with this, of course, is that the past data is prone to have errors. Sometimes the errors are stated to be very large, like 100 years or so, but mm-hmm. in actuality it might be only maybe 20 or 30 years, because scientists tend to be a conservative crew. When we do this, in fact, we've tried this with the data surrounding Tolman's events, which was about 9,600 to 9,900 years ago. We have a very good orbit of Vulcan, which means we have a very good resonant orbit period for the comets, and they're not exactly periodic, because Vulcan affects the periods when the comets are more than 200 AU from the sun, which of course they do get to, because they have to pass near Vulcan.
Well, Barry, with these five comet swarms that occur periodically then through the inner solar system because of this small dark star companion, what's the possibility of some kind of impact threat to us, and would we see it coming?
Well, yes, but you might only get a few months warning. The problem with comets is you see them out at about the distance of Jupiter or the distance of the asteroid belt. At those distances, although not at that angle, they can be coming in from a more highly inclined angle. But that means you're only going to have like 3 to 5 months warning. 3 months if they get you on the first pass, and 5 months maybe if they round the sun and get you coming back.